backstage. So I stumbled upon this Sexy Times questionnaire, and I'm feeling very unfocused today. I'd like to just stay in bed and record audio after audio and post and take naughty pictures and videos, but that is not always the most practical thing. And so I've decided to rein it in a tiny bit. This coming week is going to be interesting, and I don't know what sort of sexy times I'm going to be able to have because I'll be sharing quarters with some colleagues. But that is neither here nor there. Back to the Sexy Times questionnaire. I'm going to be as open as possible, as they all say. I may change details to protect my anonymity, but I want to just let you have it. When, number one, when did you lose your virginity? Well, listeners, I suppose that depends on the definition of virginity, but if we're going with the definition that is widely accepted as virginity, I was 16 years old, summer after my sophomore year of high school, and it was my first time and the boys' first time. And I think the most notable thing about the whole experience, I know the longer I pause, the worse it's going to sound, but I really just, we both had the same first name. How about that? That made for some very interesting, stupid jokes in the corridors of high school. And it was all very sweet, and then it was over. And then we did it a whole lot that summer. Okay, moving on. Number two, rough sex or soft and tender? And I say all of the above, please. There's a time and place for everything, for most things. Let me correct myself there. And I find that, different moods, different partners, different relationship dynamics all call for a different feel. And I can fully enjoy the the broad spectrum between the softest and tenderest, on up. I will just leave that there. Do I have any unusual kinks or fetishes? I don't think so. I'm submissive, just sort of naturally sexually submissive, that is, and sometimes submissive enough that if I'm really connected with someone, I absorb their kinks or fetishes, and they, I mean, they feel wholly my own for the duration of that relationship. And that might be a little unusual because it's not pretending, it's not play acting. I fully can embrace someone else's particular kinks and fetishes, provided that they are not entirely outside the realm of something that I would feel comfortable with. And so maybe not so unusual. I don't know. Weirdest place I've had sex. Well, I can't name the historic site because that would out me. Like, it would be very easy to track me down based on if I named the place. As a teenager, my very first job was as a tour guide, or let me say, historical interpreter at a Civil War era historic site. And I had a lot of freedom, particularly in the summer. I was a really good tour guide, by the way. I wasn't always dirty either. So part of the historic site was a pre-Civil War log cabin. And let's just say that during my summers, I really enjoyed defiling as many areas of this historic site as possible. Favorite sex position? Oh, please. All of them, any of them, completely dependent upon mood, situation. Sometimes I'll even kind of go through phases where for a month I just really, never mind, I can't. Yeah, completely dependent upon so many circumstances. Let's just say I like them a lot. Favorite cuddle position? Also, all of the above, please. I like cuddling. I like skin-to-skin contact and touching, and I'm a very nurturing, touchy person, I guess. I think I'm gonna have to default, though, to the good old spoon standby. I love to spoon and be spooned. No preference on the size of the spoon. I like them all. Question 7. Do you like to be dominant or submissive? Well, it's not so much a matter of like or dislike. I am submissive. I have tried a couple of times to be more dominant, and it's it does not come naturally to me, although there is maybe a particular person I'm thinking of with whom I might be changing with that particular person, and that's interesting for me to feel out. That's, yeah, moving on. Number 8, have you ever had any one-night stands? Yes, I have. Number 9, sex on the bed, couch, or floor? Yes, please. I think it's fun to change it up sometimes. The couch, a chair, floor, table, kitchen counter, against a wall. But I think generally, I find myself most often on the bed. I mean, there's a reason that we use them so often. They're comfy. Have you ever been caught masturbating? Yes. By whom? Too many people to count. Starting with my parents, roommates, partners. Would I ask them to join? No, no, and yes. Would I ask a partner to join? Yeah. Have you ever had sex in a public place? Yes, I have. Not counting the historic site, there was a gift shop. There was the University of Chicago Law Library some years ago. There may or may not have been a couple of incidents in a public cemetery. And there were a couple times down by the river. So, yes. What does your favorite sexy underwear look like? Well, I don't generally wear it. I do wear a bra most of the time. And as anyone who has seen me might be aware, I'm rather well endowed up top. Wow, I don't know if you can hear the siren, but phew, somebody's been bad. So I do usually wear a bra, although I also feel like I can go without it, and I'm not really self-conscious about that for the most part, though everyone can see my nipples, and that's just gonna be a fact. I am starting to get into the idea of wearing a corset or some sort of sexy time underpants. Wow, that was not, no. Excuse me. I don't think underpants is a sexy word. I might actually be purchasing some for purely aesthetic purposes, but for day-to-day wear, I really prefer to be bare. Number 14. Do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex? Well, currently, that answer has to be a resounding giving. I have a ramble from a couple of weeks ago where I make reference to my weird, conflicting, and sort of fear feelings around receiving oral sex. And it's something that I have been thinking more and more about. And who knows, maybe this time next year I'll just be a real, like, cunnilingus fiend. But at this point in my life, I am all about the giving, and I really, really enjoy that. Is there anybody right now that you would like to have sex with? Why, yes. Yes, there is. Number 16. Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me during sex. Oh, I should have read ahead. Embarrassing things during sex. Well, there was a broken bed, like of epic proportions, where the headboard kind of came crashing down, and all of the things that were on the headboard, there were books and little tchotchkes and things, and they just kept raining down. And because we didn't stop, because, like, why would you stop? Just keep going. Although I can't say that that was really embarrassing. A couple of times I have had to take a phone call for work and have had to try to sound completely normal and not like I was actively having sex. And, actually, that wasn't really embarrassing either. It was just really hot. I'm gonna have to come back to that one because I don't embarrass easily and I can't think of anything embarrassing. Is there a song I listen to during hard or rough or kinky sexy times? Pfft, song, I don't know. I mean, the sound of flesh hitting flesh is my favorite sound. A song I listen to during soft, slow, passionate, sweet, sexy times. Yeah. There's a song that sticks in my mind that one of the most romantic things that ever happened to me back in my long lost teenage years, this guy just set up this incredibly romantic thing for me, and as young as we were, it was impressive to me. It's still impressive to me now. It involved, him cooking for me and, of course, candlelight and other things. And there was a song just playing on repeat the entire time. I can't stop laughing now because it's not that I really love the song itself. No, okay. I said I don't embarrass easily, but I'm flaming so red right now because I said I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to tell the truth. This song still brings back the feelings that I had that night of just being completely cherished. And I am actually looking it up right now because I can hear it in my head. Oh yeah, that's what it's called. So please, please, don't misunderstand that this is particularly my taste in music. Have I given enough caveats and disclaimers here? Okay. The song that was playing on repeat during this very passionate, romantic, sweet, sexy night was was by Hootie and the Blowfish, and it was called Goodbye. And I actually haven't listened to it in years, but I can still, like, I know if it started playing, I would immediately be taken back to those times and that time and those feelings of sweet and romantic and being cherished. And who doesn't love to be cherished? So there you go. Number 19. Are you into dressing up for sex? Well, I generally haven't been, and I think that's largely been because most of my partners have been, how do I say this? Very much to the point, right? And so there's been no need or really desire on another party's part. But as I explore my own sexuality more and think more about what I might like, I think that answer is evolving. And now I just wish I had stuff that I could really dress up for sex. And something else. Well, I like the idea of not a striptease exactly, but of a slow reveal. And I've always been a lot more to the point. But I think sometimes there's a lot to be said for anticipation and letting that build. Number 20. Would I prefer sex in the bath or the shower? Good question. All of the above. The shower can be, yeah, I like it in the shower. If the bath is sufficiently large and deep, because I don't want to just make a giant mess. We're going to make a mess anyway. But like a large tub where you can be rather submerged, that might actually be even better than the shower. Number 21. Have you ever had a threesome? No, I have not, unless you count some party I had as a teenager where there was no actual sex, but I kind of ended up instigating a toe-sucking orgy. And that was actually a lot more than three people. So I guess the true answer is no, I have not. Would I? Yes, I would love to. Number 22. If you could have sex right now with anyone, who would it be? I'm not answering that. Number 23. Would you use a sex toy? Yes, I do, and yes, I would. Thank you. Number 24. Have you ever sent someone a dirty text or picture? Oh, no, not me. I am far too circumspect for that. Yes, I have. I am a filthy exhibitionist and should be stopped. Number 25. Is there anything you do after sex? For example, smoking, eating, or drinking? Not in particular. I am usually. I might giggle a little bit. I might just lie there for a while talking about how good it was. Just rambling and being very aimless and pointless, and then asking for more. Would you have sex with your best friend? No, not this one, sorry. Number 27. Early morning sex or late at night sex? Why choose? I mean, yes, please, both. Something that will never fail to get you horny. Well, I really love the sound of male pleasure. Like a lot. I love the sound of male pleasure, and it's the sexiest thing for me. Number 29, favorite body part on on him or her and on myself. Ooh. For men, it absolutely varies person to person. sometimes I find myself just fixating on, eyes, mouth, beard, beard. And sometimes it's chest or legs, and it doesn't necessarily even correspond specifically with like the person's level of perceived fitness. It's entirely individual to the person, and then it also evolves per person as well. Women, I love to look at women. I love to look at other women. I really love to look at other women's breasts and asses and legs, and I feel rather gratuitous about it and not really apologetic either. So, and on myself, favorite body part. I like my body. I like the pleasure that my body can bring to myself and others. And lately, I've been pretty into my breasts because they're fun. They're jiggly and soft and firm too at the same time, and I can suck on my own nipples, and like, who doesn't love that? Number 30. Do you watch porn? Why, yes. Yes, I do. And I read it. And now I listen to it too. Thank you for that. All right. Well, that was fun. I hope you learned something, or at least maybe got a chuckle out of this.